بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The glory of Fatima al-Zahra is incomprehensible. No words can describe Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. We can never speak enough about her virtues. Words cannot express how I truly feel about her. The dimensions of such a noble woman's existence, this elevated soul, this gist of prophethood and wilaya, is so vast, infinite and incomprehensible. It truly leaves us amazed. If you read the literature about Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam, written by Sunni narrators, you can find many sayings narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi in praise of Fatima al-Zahra, or how Prophet Muhammad treated her. There is a famous narration from Aisha where she is narrated to have said, "I have seen no one who resembles the Prophet in glory, visage, look, brilliance, manners and behaviours as much as Fatima." These were statements of the leader on November the 24th, 1994.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Hazrat Zahra is a role model for men and women. We are really and truly to blame about Hazrat Zahra alayha salam. I am not saying this as a person who wants to observe some formalities and to speak about things that are common and ordinary. We are too small and humble to speak about the position of that magnificent personality. Our tongues, our words, and our understanding are too limited to utter words about the truth of that enlightened person and other individuals like her, the Imams, alayhim as-salam. Allah has created you in the form of light, and He has placed you around His throne. This is the story about the light of the infallibles, alayhim as-salam. Now, what else can we say? However, there are many things to say about the behavior of those great personalities and their being role models as humans. And many things have been said in this regard. Some of you brothers have referred to this in your poems that were recited today. The arena is very wide for speaking about this matter. Now, I would like to say a few things in this regard as well. We should take the second outlook about Hazrat Zahra alayha salam, that it is to say, her being a role model. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Exalted has referred to two women as role models for believers, and He has referred to two women as examples of kuffar. The Holy Quran says, "And Allah sets forth an example to those who believe, the wife of the Pharaoh." And in the next ayah He says, "And Maryam, the daughter of Imran." This is from the Holy Quran, Surah 66, verses 11 and 12. He has given two examples for believers, men and women both, not only believing women. We can look at these great personalities and learn lessons from them with this outlook. Well, Fatima al-Zahra is Siddiqatul Kubra, among other Siddiqeen and Siddiqat. Kubra means that this great personality is the greatest Siddiqa. These are the statements made by the leader on March the 30th, 2016.
You've done for me through pardon me.